Captain, can we find out why? I can't hear you, sir.
Not a problem.
Let's see if we get some answers here for these people. I need your help here, Captain, please.
And the why of the request.
Yes, that's it. Let's see. He's
not here. Who, but why.
Who, when, where, and why, and how.
They don't like it over their house.
Sir?
We'd be glad to answer that question. What I want to do is get with Ron Deems, who was one of the primary authors with that, and seek to understand why that pattern was changed very slightly. I've looked at the slight change in it. I'm a tactical aviator. I've flown the A-6, F-18, F-15, just about every airframe we fly out there I have flown. I am personally, from an aviation standpoint, very comfortable with that pattern. But I do want, if the commission would like for us to get the answer of who and why, we'd be glad to do that.
And we can get together also. We can see each other.
Please, and we can do that.
Possible.
And I would also offer to the commission, if they so desire, we'll be glad to hold an open meeting and for the public and go through the ACUs in detail.
How about a workshop, then?
We'd be glad to do it in a workshop. Y'all set the forum. We'd be glad to do it.
Ask Andrew when he'd be ready.
Andrew, when will you be ready? Tomorrow? We got some people that are going to take
While Andrew's walking up, may I ask the captain a question?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
Captain, were you comfortable with the flight path as it was prior to the request to change?
I was not here, but that flight path is very familiar to me, and I would have been comfortable with that one.
I would like to know the reason why the request was made to make the change.
If that's what the commission would like, we will seek to understand what the lineage is on why that change was requested. And get back to y'all what we find.
And the reason I say that, Captain, is that it would seem to me that that flight path, if it was acceptable to the Navy, those people who were affected by that flight path were affected. Now we're talking about changing it to affect other people.
That may not be a fair assumption. I think what would be important.
Well, I want to be fair.
Right. I think what would be important is that, in fairness to some of the speakers, they've asked this question of us, and we're trying to go back 3 or 4 years worth of notes to see if we can't answer that question. We may not be able to, but I want to give it a good shot to find out why we may modify that pattern. So we at least answer these questions here and answer the FOIA request that we got.
But do you understand my point? That the people that were in that flight path are being affected, and obviously, I'm not saying they were comfortable with it, but now when we go to move it, we're affecting different people.
Probably not. In this particular
probably
case...
Probably not. Then why are all these people here?
Well, they're...
well, maybe they're not fully informed, too. I mean, maybe...
And that's why the workshop...
I'm just saying, maybe
well, that's what they said. They're not fully informed.
They're not fully informed.
May I ask to kind of get him
please.
Off the hook a little? This is a computer model, isn't it, of the decibels? It's guesstimated by the amount of flights that you have in the year, the sound, and so on.
Yes.
It is not read day by day and said, tomorrow
That's
you
correct.
Have this
they
decibel.
Take, they take known information about the noise generation from the various types of aircraft against the number of flights per day, the number of flights at night, and the day. And they run through the model gets more complex as we learn more about it. So this is a computer-generated model that's based on hard data of what we talked about there.
And the way that a contour can change is the type of aircraft that you have. One is noisier than the other. You're a teaching base. So last year you might have had a different program schedule of planes than what you have this year.
The schedule does change. We do not have a consistent throughput here at the air station. It really depends on the fleet cycle of sending aircraft carriers out, which then drives their entire training schedule. Also, At the public forum, we'll talk about what happens after a hurricane comes through and your ability to generate flight sorties. Sometimes that may lull you into a false sense of security. So, again, I offer to do the workshop. If that's the forum y'all would like for us to do it in, obviously we need a little bit of notice so we can get some good placards put together and be ready to talk to everybody.
Okay, we definitely need some answers. Right. You can hear that.
And especially on the NEPA portion, I would like to get that put to rest as quickly as possible. If your attorney would like to get in touch with our environmental attorneys in the Navy, we've got them on standby. We're glad to have them talk and get that one put to rest. The NEPA document, I think Jim Brooks was telling me we've got it at the library. It's a fairly thick document. About four chapters are dedicated to the F-18. So any way we can help there. But I think the fastest way, this is a polarizing issue, just get the attorneys on both parties to say we've got this one laying flat and let's move on to the tougher challenges.
Just hold on one second. Yeah. Drew, when will you be ready?
We've already started looking at it. We wouldn't need more than a month.
Yeah, well, let's, Commissioner Spehar?
Question. Drew, would it be more beneficial to have the workshop before you present?
Well, I think we're kind of mixing two conversations here. One conversation is how will this county coordinate to ensure that development that occurs around the Naval Air Station is compatible use? And then there's the other question, which is what kind of influence does this board have over the Navy's decision of flight patterns? And I don't think they necessarily are the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think no matter what pattern the Navy decides to fly, this board has an obligation to ensure compatible use. And it's just the mechanism that we choose to do that's important. So I think that the Navy's workshop should be about their flight pattern, their noise issues, not about this county's comprehensive plan and ensuring compatible use. That's just my opinion.
So.
Okay. So.
After you completed yours? Makes no difference.
Let's
schedule
a
workshop
difference.
As soon as possible. Sarah, why don't you get in contact with the staff, and we'll see how we can work it together, we can get together, set a workshop.
We can do that.
All right. You know, we'll have to put a public notice,
right.
And we'll have some public input after that. But let's hope everything works out. Thank you very much, sir.
Very well.